It's already been voted the best airport in the world for 2022. Now, Hamad International Airport is about to face its biggest test. Over 1.2 million people are expected to visit Qatar during the World Cup. The majority of them will arrive here. The country's flag carrier says it's ready.
We have very aggressive training program, and what is important for you to know that we are in the forefront of giving the standard of service that we provide with the highest trained individuals.
Between the months of November and December, Qatar Airways says it will operate 13,000 flights. And the airline says it's changing its operating model from one focused on transit passengers to one focused on people who are getting to stay for the cup.
We as an airline, we are ready. As an airport, we are ready. We have two airports. We have activated both the airports. We have already tested the second airport. We are ready. I am super excited. This is something that will only happen once in our lifetimes and once in history, that a tournament is played, the entire tournament, in one city, in a small country like Qatar.
The first World Cup in the Middle East, the first being hosted by a Muslim country, and the jury is still out whether it is going to be the first carbon-neutral cup, as hundreds of flights are going to be bringing thousands of people in every day, and organizers are excited that it is happening in a region which has been marred by divisions, where sports diplomacy is going to help bring people together.